Cody, did you look at the game two of the season when the team jumped out to that 20-0 lead and see things?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you go back and watch, you know, what worked well and what success you had. When you've already played the team once, and obviously Josh played them, and I wasn't playing that game, but just kind of watched Josh and talked to him and kind of got an insight of what he saw and what, you know, worked well and what he felt good with in the game plan. And he's been, you know, very helpful with me this week and talking to me and everything in the short week we have. But, you go back and watch that game, and obviously a lot has changed for them, you know, leading up into this game now with the last couple of weeks. So you watch a little bit of everything, but you definitely pick back for that last game.
Can there be any advantage for you, the fact that you're a little bit of an enigma to them? They haven't played against you before. All they know is, you know, what they've seen on film.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that goes with every team pretty much that I've played. I haven't played them as well either. You know, so that's kind of works both ways. But it's the same for me. You know, watch them and study as much film as you can, and especially the short week. You know, you want to watch more film. You want to, you know, do a little bit extra here and there, and try to find little things. You know, maybe that you maybe didn't see the first time you played them, or different things like that. But that just goes with a lot of film study and getting in the game plan.
How's the leg responded?
It's good. Yeah, it's good. You see my leg?
Yeah,
it's fine. It was just a little sore, a little bruised, but nothing bad. It's fine.
Cody, when you guys come out, especially on the first drive, It seems like there's a real, you guys are really surprising. Quick strike, move the ball very well. What happens after that? Is there adjustments, do you notice, that they make on you guys? Or those plays seem to be so scripted, so well, so implemented?
Yeah, we've done a great job of starting fast, you know, and that's something that we're taking a lot of pride in. But, you know, like I said time before, you have to do that the whole game. You know, you have to put a complete game together, and you have to be able to do that in the second half and be able to finish games and, continue to make plays and finish on third down and do different things like that. And that's something that, you know, is another point of emphasis that you want to continue to do. And, you know, I watch film on those games and try to see what I can do better in those areas and, you know, what we can do on first and second down to help us on third down and you know, everything that comes with it. But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a positive that we start so fast, but, you know, we want to continue that momentum throughout the whole game.
Cody, talk about the long ball a little bit, you know, how you probably you need to get that going, and you also you need to get touchdown passes, kind of pick up the game that way?
Yeah. I mean, we've had, you know, some calls in that last game, long ball, and unfortunately, you know, it was, you know, not there either, or you know, something happened. But, you know, I missed one to Corey, I think, or missed one to him in the end zone as well. But, you know, we're calling them, and we're trying to take the shots and make them. But that's on me. You know, I got to be more accurate in the long ball and be more accurate with getting the ball the right guy.
Yesterday, Hugh said that the quarterback's job is to get the team to win.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about this last week. Is winning really a quarterback stat?
Yeah.
You hear that message loud and clear from him?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that since I've been playing the game. You know, as a quarterback, you know, that's the biggest thing you focus on is your win-loss record. You know, and that's on me 100% in the aspect of, you know, finding ways to win. You know, and I take full responsibility for that. And, you know, the guys around me have done a great job of helping me out and doing everything and working hard. But at the end of the day, you know, the stats may be what they are, but you can't focus on that. You focus on the win-loss record, and that's something that I've taken very seriously, you know, throughout my career, and that's the biggest thing that I've focused on, whether it was in, you know, high school, even Little League high school to college, and now to the NFL.
So your completion percentage is high 60s, your passer ratings high 90s. Does that not matter if you're 0-6?
No, not at all. No, it doesn't. Not to me. And it might, like I said, sound like, you know, the right thing to say and everything, but that's truly how I feel, just always being a competitor. And that's, you know, how I was brought up, was just being competitive. And you know, that's why you play a sport, is to win games. You know, there's obviously things you can do here and there to get better each week, but at the end of the day, you play the game to win. And that's, you know, what your focus should be. And like I said, you know, we've come up short a little games, but, you know, you got to continue to keep striving for that and keep, you know, doing everything you can to help your team win.
Some ways, do you feel like maybe you can take some more risks and try to push it a little?
Yeah, I mean, it's to a point where you want to be smart with the football. You know, if a shot's called and it's there, you know, give it a chance. And I did that a couple times last game and threw some balls up to give, you know, Corey and Trell. When you have athletes like that, you know, you got to give them a chance. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to be smart with it. If they're double coverage and it's not there and they didn't win, you know, check it down, get the ball, get to the next play, and you know, don't put your team in bad situations. You know, that's your job as a quarterback, is going to be efficient with the football and get the ball to the right guy.
Is that decision harder on like a third and long, Cody, when you know if you dump it 4 yards, you're probably not going to get the first down, but you also don't want to throw the interception?
Yeah. I mean, a big thing that I'm starting to learn too in the NFL, and something that I've seen is that it really is a field position game, and you want to be smart with football, but at the same time, you have to take chances here and there, and you have to put up points, but you never want to put your defense in a bad spot. You never want to, especially when you're backed up and it's third and long, you don't want to try to force the ball and turn it over. But, I think situational football is a big thing. You got to be smart with the football. And, if it's a check down and you don't get the first and you punt and play the field position game, you got to be that more efficient, on the next drive. And you got to be smart with the football.
What have you seen of Eric Weddle on film?
Yeah, he's a great player. He's a vet. He's a guy that's been in the NFL for a long time. And very unpredictable is his biggest thing is, he'll move all around the field, do different things, try to confuse you, and you just have to be smart, with watching him and knowing where he's at and trying to see what coverage is based on what he's doing. And but he does a great job. He understands, the game obviously very well. So he'll start on one side of the field, and by the time the ball snapped, he might be totally on the other side. So you have to be, really alert where he's at all times.
Do you have any feeling at all about playing on starting on a Thursday night? Only two teams playing on.
I mean, it's exciting. It's a chance for us to go out and another opportunity to go out and prove ourselves and show how much work we put in and continue to work hard. But I'm excited. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. I'm excited to go out there and compete with these guys.
The fact that you guys are winless going into this game, you're in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. There's not 16 other games going on. You can't hide. Everyone's going to be seeing the 0-9 Browns. Is that, a point with you guys as players to really go out and show that you're a much better football team than your record indicates?
No, just like I said, it's another opportunity. It's a chance for us to go out and show how hard we've been working and go out and play a game. And, like you said, it's one of those spotlight games where we're the only game on, and that's exciting. As a player and as, a team, that should get you excited, to go out there and show all the hard work and everything you put in and go out there and do everything you can to get a win. And Baltimore's a very good football team, and we're going to, go through the process this week on a short week and, do a ton of film study and get out in the field and do everything we can to prepare for Thursday.
Cody, what makes that Baltimore defense so good? And then especially, I think last week they stopped the first nine third downs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're a very good third down team, and they do a lot of things and a lot of different looks that confuse you. They try to do so many different looks that confuse you, and you have to be on high alert at all times. And like I said, with Weddle and different guys in their defense, they line up in spots that they normally don't line up in, in different situations. And you just have to be smart and stick to your rules and stick to your plan. And, different things can't dictate what you're going to do. If they give you a different look, you can't freak out and try to change something. You have to just stay calm and stick to your rules. And, that's what we saw yesterday at practice, was just staying to your rules will really help you out. But, yeah, I mean, they're a great football team and they're a great defense. And, like I said, they do a ton of different things defensively and try to confuse you on offense and try to give you different looks that maybe you haven't seen before. But you just stick to your rules and stick to your plan.
Anything you take from the hot start that you guys got off to week two?
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, talking to Josh and what worked well and what he saw on different things and things that he's helped me with, and that's been the whole year. Obviously, he's played in this league for a long time, so he's played against different defenses and defensive coordinators, but I just try to take as much as I can from him from that game, and he's helped me out a ton already.
Two things, Cam, being back this game and hopefully, being in there for the whole game for you. What difference might that make? And also, Corey, now he's got one game under his belt, those two things.
Yeah, Cam's obviously a great football player and a great center, and he's a great competitor, and obviously he'll be the first one to tell you he was upset last week with what happened, but he's excited to be back, and he was, yesterday at practice, he was out there and being loud and being awesome and just being a guy that, is fun to compete with. He's a great player, and the whole offensive line and this whole team are just guys that you want to compete with and go to work with every day, and obviously, Corey's excited, to get another game now. And, last week we got him involved a little bit here and there and got him some, balls down the field. And he made some plays on it and did a good job. But I know he's hungry and excited to get back out there and get another game.